wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
It's gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel
is gonna roll around once more. When it does.
It
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. There's a couple of us Wranglers here. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. And Jason's here. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And I guess two make plural Wranglers. That covers it. Got our coffee. And got the rest of the Wrangler crew are kind of out and about doing a little traveling, a little family time this week. And so we'll have the phone lines open up here in just a minute. This Saturday morning, July 26th. Ooh, it's almost the end of the month here. How did that happen?
I have no idea.
Boy, time just flies anymore, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I guess that's a good thing, because it's happening. And we're still praising God for it, but it does. Time flies. We're just getting into our second cup of coffee trying to this morning. And we do welcome you, the remnant. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to be here with us as well. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to gather here at the Radio Ranch, at the microphone, and, Lord, to be able to have a good fellowship with each other, Lord, with the remnant, and, Father, with you and with your Holy Spirit. And we say, come, Holy Spirit, draw up a chair, join us here, Lord, as we gather in your name, the name above all names, and that name is Jesus Christ. And we gather in that name, Father, to have fellowship, to praise you, Lord, to let it be like it was in days of old, Father, sitting around, whether it was a campfire in Galilee or, Lord, a campfire out on the open prairie. But, Lord, that's what we do. We gather around. Well, Father, we have our thoughts on you and on the world events, Lord, but help us to see them through biblical and scriptural eyes. Help us to see them for what they are, Lord. Many times warnings from you to your people, sometimes final warnings, to get right before it's too late. Well, Lord, as I said, be with us. Guide and direct us, Lord. We ask you to do that. Guide our thoughts. Let it be a good morning, Father, a good broadcast. Father, we ask for your blessings on your remnant out there, Lord. Those that you've called, that you've opened their eyes and their ears. Lord, let them prosper even as their soul prospers. Let your blessings be upon them, O Father, to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Well, where to begin? There is so much going on in the world today. And Jason got to tune into a little bit of your program last night, and you guys were talking again about the, I think a little bit about the, well, the war that we're in, the invasion that that we're certainly undergoing. And I know I had heard one part that, you know, it just was really hard to tell just how many have invaded us so far, because you get so many different numbers from every different news source.
No, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's talk about pulling numbers out of hats or throwing them at a dartboard. You know, I mean, some, you can read reports that say 60,000 for the last year, and you can read reports that talk about 150,000 a month coming across the Texas border. So, you know, I mean, just the numbers don't add up. You know, I mean, you do the math with some of the with some of the numbers that they're giving you. It could be thousands, or it could be millions over the last couple months. I mean, you know, and we're talking over several hundred thousand per month when you consider, you know, what's coming, supposedly coming across from Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and you know, and then you'll read something that, oh well, we've had about 40,000 come across the border in the last year. So, you know, it's just obvious that either they don't have a clue at all, or they don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. It has been the numbers that you see. You know, I know we reported when all these children were coming across, and that's really nothing new. It's been going on for quite a while, but it was a surge, I guess you could say. And the, you know, some of the mainstream medias are reporting 56,000 so far this year, just children.
And that's one of the things that's interesting about that, and had a caller with some good information last night that was talking about it, was, you know, they keep using this word children pretty loosely. And
yes,
they were saying that a lot of, you know, they're talking about children, you know, we're thinking 5, 6, you know, 8, 10-year-olds. We're thinking little children. Well, anything under 18, they consider a child, and that's, you know, they don't have to prove, or they don't have anything to prove to say that they are under 18, and a lot of them are 17 to 18-year-olds that you know, that's what they're considering the children. They're actually gang members. They're having whole gangs come across.
Yeah. Yep. It is an absolute invasion. And you know, we've been trying to get that out to the remnant, trying to get them to see that and use that terminology, that's exactly what it is. It's invasion, it's war, it's not illegal immigration, it's not, I mean, they are undocumented Democrats, we understand that. That's just another term that they get used, that gets used for them. But they're not coming here to assimilate. They're not coming here to learn English. They're not coming here to get a good education and settle down in the suburbs and get married and raise a family and do those type things. Not at all. They're coming here to invade. Whew, losing my voice here. And it is absolute war. You know, even just all the children, sending all the children across. And I know, talking with people from that area, it's evident what they're doing. They're sending the children over here at this border crossing, you know, and they know that it's going to pull every border patrol and sheriff and police personnel for 100 miles around. And 60 miles down the road at the next border crossing, here come the trucks. And they're just rolling across with who knows what. With who knows what. And it's war, it's an invasion, and the federal government, if not responsible, they're certainly complacent to it. They approve of it. I didn't get to get your whole program. Jason was out raking some hay I had cut, some grass we had cut up on the top part, and listening on my iPhone, and it was coming in and out, so I caught part of it. But did you guys get the talk? I'd seen a little bit last week about the governor of Texas sending the National Guard down to the border. Didn't know if that was all bluster or if you guys had a chance to address that.
I'd heard a little bit about that. Really couldn't confirm anything on it. I couldn't get a whole lot of information on what was going on down there, so we didn't talk about that a whole lot.
Yeah, I know I saw that a couple times in the news last week, and I didn't get a chance to research it either. So maybe one of the callers has some information on it. I know we've got just a couple few listeners in Texas, a few more than that, so maybe if anybody has any information, they might want to call in. We'll open up the phone lines.
Yeah.
307-745-5913 if you do want to call in this morning. And
that was kind of interesting this week that, I don't know if you followed it at all, but this thousands took to the New York streets in this protest for this this Israel-Gaza war that's heated up, and that was kind of interesting. I mean, it's like, but they had thousands and thousands. I mean, I heard numbers from 3,000 to 5,000 took to the streets in New York to protest against Israel.
Israel, yes.
It's kind of interesting. I mean, they're Arab Muslims that predominantly doing that, but to just talk about how things have changed. I mean, when have you heard about thousands taken to the streets to protest Israel in New York? I mean,
yeah, I think that the spell that they have cast on the American people, the poor Jew. Poor Israel. We have to come against and just destroy the Palestinians. And, and all you hear, I saw a blurb the first part of last week, and it was Israel, what was it? They didn't attack the military to save 14 civilians. It was like they were getting, they're getting the rocket shot at them, and they're fixing to get overrun the way the news article comes out. But they didn't fight back at the 14 military, or the military coming against them from Hamas, so that they wouldn't kill some civilians there. And it's like, what a load of hogwash.
844 dead, supposedly, on the Hamas side, and they did that by just standing there.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And I mean, there's no doubt it's war going on over there. There is no doubt. But learned it years and years ago from Colonel Moore and from Pastor Peters, that pretty much what the media puts out, especially when it's regarding those that deny that Jesus is the Christ, that whatever they put out, if you take the exact opposite, you're probably going to be closer to the truth than what these antichrists put out. And so that's kind of how I looked at it. There Israel's defending itself. No, it's not. They're just killing because they like to kill. It's what they do. It's the Palestinians that have been there since the beginning of time. The Israelis, the lie is it's their homeland. No, they just acquired that in 1947 by a UN act, and that land over there. And it was not what the modern-day Jews, or at least those of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 that call themselves Jews but are not, it's not theirs. There's an imposter here, folks, and it's by their fruits you shall know them. But that is certainly heating up over there, and you're right, Jason. It's very interesting how you're having these protests against them now, and there's other protests that, smaller ones that you see a little bit here and a little bit there, but normally they are so downplayed in the media. that you almost hear nothing about them. It's interesting too, seeing just the big media talking heads, Beck and many of the U.S. congressmen and stuff. Oh, how they are just fawning over Israel, and oh, we have to support them, and they come on with tears. They say our brothers, our friends, Israel over there are just they're dying. That we have to support them, and oh, they're fighting against terrorists and blah blah blah, and. And folks, so I hope you're seeing, as this heats up overseas, who is it that is standing by the Antichrist? Who is it that's saying, we have to support those people that deny Jesus is the Christ? I hope you see that, remnant. Make note, who is it that's doing that, and who is it that's saying, wait a minute, there's a little more than meets the eye here. Because it is truly by their fruits you shall know them. Well, Jason, the phone line's ringing this morning. Let me get the button pushed, and we'll take a caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. Yeah, you're talking about protests in New York. If you go to your search engine, you put anti-Zionist Jews protest in New York, you'll find that there's a group of what they call themselves true Torah Jews who do not believe in this monstrosity over there in the Middle East, and they protest through years regularly up there in New York. It never gets any media attention. There's been a, here in West Virginia where I'm at, there's a statewide program, and they have like a Fridays, they have steam release where you can call in and say whatever you want. And of course, he's pro-Zionist, and there's been a lot of talk about Israel, the last couple of weeks. And
right.
Yesterday, somebody called in and blah, 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 supporting Sweden to come out with this anti-Semitic, and he went on and talked about it. So I called in the host. The biggest problem in the United States, there's more anti-non-Semitism than there is anti-Semitism, and I put out this anti-non-Semitism, and he pondered that after the call ended, so... I don't know, it's something people might do, your listeners might. They've got these local yokels or around the country just calling in and just drop the word anti-non-Semitism. And we got to confuse people about this anti-non-Semitism. Let's get that out there and get everybody all confused and wondering what anti-non-Semitism is. And then, that's an idea I think, maybe people can, approach.
All right. Thanks for the call from West Virginia.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We can do a lot with our terminology, and sometimes it really makes people think.
Yeah.
As we talk about the anti-Jew protest in New York, they just had one on, yesterday in Berlin, that they ended up having to send 1,000 police officers to because there were so many people and people were getting so riled up. It's not just here that they're getting riled up, but it's interesting. And it's one of those catch-22s. It's like, okay, so if you're against Israel, are you for the Palestinians? Or, these Muslims, is it one or the other? Are they picking sides or are they, are they anti-Jews? One of the things that was interesting to me is that they were calling for the stop of sending this federal aid to Israel. A lot of the protests were about was let's stop funding them. We are spending, I don't know how many billions of dollars a year sending over to Israel every single year. And, that's one thing that, we shouldn't be sending that over. I agree. Why are we sending it over? What, we could spend that money pretty good over here, I would think.
Yeah. Yeah. You look at our towns and our cities and our roads, you know, our nation's falling apart. The infrastructure's falling apart. The bridges. But boy, we have to support them. We have to send billions and billions. And I think it's part of the spell that the people are under. And the talking heads, the slick-backed, smooth-talking, basically wolves in sheep's clothing on the false pulpits of America, they have a lot of the so-called Judeo-Christians' attention, and they sure support the Antichrists, and they want us to as well. And I don't have one in here in the broadcast booth, but Pastor's little booklet, A Double-Minded People. If you don't have that, or you know, folks in Remnant, if you have friends or family that kind of fall into that category, that are literally double-minded, that will say, oh well, we have to support Israel over there because that's Israel of the Bible, and those are the, you know, those are God's chosen people. But then we realize that in their own writings they deny that Jesus is the Christ. And so when the pastor does an excellent job in that pamphlet in pointing that out, that dialectical doublethink. And if you'd like that pamphlet, we'll be glad to send you one. It's called A Double-Minded People. And it presents, the pastor did an excellent job in it presenting that, you know, and our enemy understands this, that when you hold two opposing thoughts in your mind and you believe both of them, that it's a spell, and it drives you to inaction. And it's this one of the spells that most of this nation is under. And I think when Jason, like you mentioned, that you know, big street protest that's going on, and our caller from West Virginia talking about how there are those that have been opposing it, they just get no media coverage. I think it shows that, at least for some, they're waking up. The spell is wearing off for a lot of people. And then you mentioned...
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, it's just
yes.
You know, one of those things that... it's interesting. And, you know, if you look at the history, I have a list somewhere that, you know, talks about, you know, I think it was 109, 110 different countries or locations where Jews have been kicked out of. And it starts with, you know, the year 250 at Carthage. And it goes through, I mean, and it's interesting just to look at that and kind of follow along with what happened in history and pick a year. I remember 1945 with Lithuania. And it goes all the way up to 1948. But, you know, to see where, you know, a group of people have been run out, you know, over 100 times out of different locations, kind of interesting. And then I was looking at those, I must have come in an email or something, but it was some of General Grant's writings on the Jews that were pretty interesting, and how he was responsible for getting them kicked out of the, I think it was the Tennessee military, you know, and that was as late as 1862, and it was just, you know, and you see how they've come in and how there's been that flip flop. For the last, I don't know how many years here in the United States, but hopefully people's eyes are being open to it, and you know, they'll be able to see them for what they are. And I've thought about the scripture a lot that, you know, no deeds done in darkness will not come to the light, or, you know, anything that's done in darkness will come to light, and how that's going to pertain to them and what they've been doing to. You know, to the people, because, you know, they're riding on that stolen birthright right now.
Yes.
You know, and that birthright isn't theirs. And,
yes.
You know, oh, you know, they want to claim to be God's chosen people. Well, what happens when God's chosen people figure that out? And I know we're talking to a host of people that understands that. But can you imagine if that happened to the masses? If what would happen if people woke up and they knew who they were, they knew their lineage, and they knew who they were in Bible prophecy, and they knew that, you know, there were the people over here that were claiming, you know, for how long to be God's chosen peoples, and they're not. They were the people that were made for destruction.
Yep.
And that they actually were God's chosen people. I mean, that caused a revolution overnight.
I think so. I think it's going to be similar to, I think it's going to be greater, when these antichrists that were all through our history, like you mentioned, when they were kicked out of country after country after country, because it was the people finally woke up and realized what was going on. Now, you can't Google that today, because guess who runs Google? And you might not find that the truth about that on Wikipedia, because guess who creates and monitors Wikipedia? And so, our history has been all but changed. But, you know, Remnant, what you were hearing Jason talk about there is truth. It's true history. And the Antichrist have been kicked out of almost every Christian nation. But, you know, they are doing that very thing. They're doing their best to get revenge, to get back the birthright. And you can look at America and look at the changes that have come in America. Let's say we could say maybe in the last couple generations, but really it's been in about the last 100 years. It really has. And you can go back to the 1911, 1913s when the Federal Reserve Act and the bankruptcy and all that, you know, occurred here in this nation. And so it's been about 100 years. And you see the changes that have happened in the judicial system and the changes that have happened in the political system here and the changes that have happened in the financial and in the economic realm here in this nation. And the talking heads on TV talk about how it's the greatest nation on the earth and how we're proud to be Americans and at least we know we're free and on and on and on. And it's just propaganda as we're being plundered. I know what really, one thing that really kind of, I won't say woke me up to it, but one of those aha moments is I can remember the pastor from the pulpit, you know, saying, America, since this, we've been blessing these so-called Jews over there in the land of the Israeli since 1947, basically since just after the end of World War II. Have we been blessed as a nation, or have we been cursed? Do we have more sickness now or less than we did before then? Do we have more divorce now or less? Do we have more crime now or less? Do we have more child molestations or less? Do we have more? And just you go down the list. And you can find that list in Deuteronomy 28. And the answer, if you'll be honest and really answer the question correctly, the questions, is we have more. No, we're more people, and you look at it now, we're being invaded. In every aspect of our society has been changed. The judicial, the political, the financial, the economic, of course the education, every aspect, and you know, it hasn't been overnight, because that's not how our enemy works. And every aspect of our system has been changed away from a Christian system into a worldly, Babylonian, Antichrist type of system. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the about what's going on over in the Ukraine. You know, as you talk about war, I mean, they're in war right now, and the exact same thing is happening over there that's happened over here over generations. But over there, it's basically, you know, the Antichrist through the EU came in over there and said, oh, yeah, we'll give you this $18 billion. But, you know, you have to change your judicial system, and you have to reform your financial system, and you have to bring your political system up to date, and your economic policies have to change to conform with us. And it is just, we've seen it happen here. Some people have anyway. And those antichrists that have been kicked out of almost every Christian nation since the beginning of, well, the last 2,000 years anyway, you know, they are behind these wars and these changes in our system. Anyway, well, folks, phone lines are open. We're halfway through the program this morning, this Saturday, last Saturday in July 26, 2014. We'll have the phone lines open, 307-745-5913. If you hear the broadcast any other time, stay tuned. You just never know what you might hear on Coffee with the Wranglers. They are archived.
And, you know, as we talk about these protests, you know, and these, you know, them being kicked out of different countries and stuff, you know, those people could be used, you know, by our Heavenly Father as chastisement, as you know, a curse that comes upon us for turning away from His laws. You know, at the same time, it's like, you know, we talk about, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, working, and, you know, I mean, a lot of times we use the terms, you know, it'd take a miracle to wake America up now. Well, you know, you can call it a miracle, or you can call it a working of the Holy Spirit, too. And I think that, you know, one of the things that really people need to realize that is apart from Christ, we're not going to win this.
Yes.
Period. I was talking with somebody that was involved in the Patriot movement for a long time yesterday, and it's you know, why they got out of it is because, you know, is what they realized as far as the Patriot movement goes. You know, at least the part. And I know there's different groups, or you know, people look at things differently, but the group that he was involved in with, you know, they thought they were going to do it by themselves, you know, and he said that they weren't going to do it with Christ. You know, they didn't need Christ. They had it all figured out. And, you know, that's one of the problems that we've had with the so-called Patriot movement. You know, we call it the Patriot movement, but the true Patriot movement, you know, you can't separate Christ from it.
No.
Because, you know, he's the lawgiver. So how do you be patriotic and, you know, love your country and love your God with removing Christ out of it? And, you know, the answer is you simply can't.
Absolutely. And the sooner the so-called patriots realize that, the better.
A lot of our people, you know, have been involved in the Patriot movement at one time, or are involved in the Patriot movement, and they're, I mean, I'm not saying that that's the wrong thing or that's bad. You know, we've all been involved in the Patriot movement. It's got us to where we're at. But, you know, the problem is when you separate that, you know, Patriot movement, you know, that mentality is we're going to do it through this, you know, straw man corporation, or we're going to do it through filing this paper or filing that paper, or, you know, taking the license plates off of our car and not registering our vehicles with the state, not asking the state for permission to do this. When we're going to do those things, either turn to Christ and call upon Him and, you know, turn back to His ways, you know, boy, we've done and lost.
Yeah, because it's God that does it. I'm glad you mentioned that these antichrists they're a tool in God's hand. Deuteronomy 32, the Song of Moses, verses 31 or 21 says, "They have made me," and the "they" there is us, His true people. "They have made me jealous with what is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their idols," and that means vanities. "So I will make them jealous with those who are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation." And the Bible defines a fool as, it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." And it's the fool that denies that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God. And so that's the foolish nation that he has provoked his people to anger with, one of the many anyway. And so it is. It's controlled by God, absolutely. And the responsibility comes back to us. It's because of the sin of the people. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, Richard and Jason. How are you guys doing this morning? This is Willis.
Good morning, Willis. Let me pour you a cup here. Got some fresh coffee on.
Oh, I could use a fresh cup. Thank
you. All right. How are things in Illinois?
Things are going great. Just listening to the show, enjoying you guys talking this morning. You know, you're that first caller that called in had a good point, and I try to do that myself, and that is when I talk with other people, and they talk about the Jew this and the Jew that, I point out to them that they're Edomites. They're not really Jews.
Yep.
Or they're Khazarians. And try to separate those. So when they do read in the Bible, they'll figure out who Edom and Esau is. But, you know, with this Patriot movement, it didn't take too many years. Unfortunately, it did take some years. But, you know, they're totally anti-Christ.
I agree, me too. You know,
most of them, once you mention anything biblical, nobody wants to listen to you.
Right.
And it kind of lets you know who's in control of those movements, really, if people really think about it. But, you know, you guys were talking earlier about these youngsters coming across the border. You know, if you remember some years ago when they were letting teenagers come across and they referred to them as being youngsters, their definition of a youngster then was 30 and younger.
Wow.
30 and younger. And I heard one news blurb here earlier this week. They talked several times about, like you said, 20,000 here and 15,000 there and 100,000 here. And they referred to them as children. And then right at the end of their little broadcast, they said that 25% were 18 and younger.
25%.
25%. So that means that roughly 75% of them are 18 and older. But, you know, I was kind of wondering about that National Guard being called out in Texas. And I'm sure that some of that's going to be to maybe halt a little bit of that, but I'm sure a lot of it, too, is going to be to assist them so they don't die out in the desert.
Yeah. Oh, they make a big show of the Border Patrol, you know, the people that they're changing diapers and they're bringing formula in and that's what the Border Patrol and the Guard will be doing down there, if you believe what the media says. You don't hear too much about the diseases coming in, the tuberculosis and the scabies and the lice and the contagious skin diseases that are just rampant. You don't hear very much about that, but
absolutely,
but that's just flooding across the border as well. And wait till they're getting bussed and flown to California and to Boston and all points in between, and then give it another, this is the end of July. School starts in August.
Absolutely.
And just see what happens, because a lot of those, they'll be just the Antichrist churches out there are falling all over themselves to latch on to some of these poor, destitute, illegals that have come in, and they'll be enrolling them in school. And so just watch, and it'll take 6 months before the reports come out, but just see what happens and see what kind of new diseases break out in schools and what is reported. But you got to wait and see. You got to have a little patience. Just wait about six months and see what gets reported about what breaks out in August. You won't hear about it till about January, it'll be.
Yeah, not to mention all the funding that's going to have to go forward to keep those illegals in school.
Yeah,
and housed and everything else. And you know, regardless of the number, I'm sure that there's going to be at least hundreds, if not thousands, in every metropolitan area across the United States.
Yeah. I remember last year reading that they were Denver schools were hiring basically illegals to without teaching certificates to come teach in the schools, and their excuse was, well, we can't find people, we can't find, you know, certified teachers that can speak the language. And I think there's a little bit of truth in that, but not a whole lot. And so, you know, I've got a sister-in-law that's a teacher, you know, 4-year degree, 6 years. She's got a master's degree to be able to teach and do this kind of stuff. Took her 6 years to get it and then work up through the ranks. But, well, these illegals come in and they get a certificate from the state and then they can teach. And they're not, you know, because they want their own teaching their own. It's an invasion.
Well, you know, one thing people don't think about, and that is all these supposed children coming from Central and South America all the way through Mexico and into the United States. They don't do that unless they have a lot of help from Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, if we wanted to go to Mexico, and I'm sure I believe you guys have talked about this before, We have to be able to speak fluent Mexican. We have to prove that we're going to have a job there and that there's not a Mexican that could do our job just as good as we could. We have to own a piece of property worth a certain amount of money. And there's all kind of steps and jumps and hoops you got to go through if you want to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
But yet they just fall all over themselves trying to get across the border here.
And we've still got a Marine down there in jail, 115 days or so now. And the U.S. can't do it. That just lets you know who's calling the shots. Who's doing the invading and who's being invaded. Who's
Absolutely.
In control and who's not.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, Willis, thanks so much for the call. We'll try to get this other caller on.
All right. You guys have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Goodbye.
Interesting comments. Hey, caller, thanks for holding. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, man, this is Tom in Montana. How are you folks today?
Doing well. How are you doing, Tom?
Well, I've been better, but it's coming along. This invasion is just a perfect vehicle for every sort of attack on the United States that they could think of. It's a perfect vehicle for what the New World Order wants to do and set up in this country. They just want to totally destroy white Christian America. And it's a perfect, perfect storm of an attack for them. And
yeah, it is. It really is.
Quite well.
Yes, agreed wholeheartedly, Tom. It absolutely is. And I think that there's times that even us here, like in Wyoming and Colorado and Montana, you know, we're not in the real big cities. We're not in Philadelphia, and we're not in Tampa, and we're not in, you know, the larger cities. But, you know, I know when we travel, boy, when we travel to Denver, what a mess it is. And, Tom, I know you just traveled this past year to come down to Branson and stuff and had made comments about how, you know, many things had changed. And, you know, the nation is changing. It absolutely is. You can't help but change towards their agenda when you have these hordes, these massive hordes coming in. We've read it before, but it applies so much right here. Psalms 83:3, they make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together against your treasured ones. It says your enemies make an uproar, and those who hate you have exalted themselves. They think their plans are going just the way they want. And then it goes on, you know, they've conspired together with one mind against you, and that's Christ. They make a covenant. And they've done it in the past, and it's what they do again.
Yep. It's history repeats itself.
It does.
I want to thank you, men, for all your prayers and all your help and suggestions on those hives. We're coming around. It's slow. I'm standing on the fact that I am healed, and I just want to send out a praise report, and I send praises to you, men, for all your concern, and I sure enjoy having someone that is concerned for me up here.
Well, we sure have been praying for you, Tom. And
yep.
You know,
well, we appreciate it. It means a lot.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yep. So you have a good day, you guys.
All right, Tom.
All right, thanks a lot.
You too.
Yep.
And phone's still ringing, Jason. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. This is Guy.
Hey, good morning, Guy.
You know something? Down here where I'm at, not far from, I'm in New Mexico, and the common laborer here is Hispanic in appearance. And I noticed here last night, I normally never go to town at night, but these old boys that I ran into at this little store, to me, they look like Arab soldiers. I mean, that's just, I mean, and plus, from that perspective, because I could tell by their demeanor, the way they look, the haircut, their motivation, movement, and so on, and their eagerness to accomplish something. The other side of the coin is that I really do believe that primarily any enemy of the House of Israel is an instinct motivated or driven person. They're just driven by instinct. And I've had a kind of intense relations like around with these people here lately, and they're very instinctive, like money, sex, and pride is like all they think about, and they're very motivated and driven by that. And I was noticing last night while I was my senses went off, and I felt the tension between me and these old boys. And I always like to think of lately, anyway, that the Spirit of the Lord is in me. That means I'm connected with supernatural power beyond anything that any other God, lesser type, could dream up. There's, you know, the Almighty God, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. I have this kind of access to power. 90% of this experience is a spiritual thing, and I believe we're definitely seeing the birth pains. Yet there's just a testimony in the history of you know, God's people, that if we are faithful to Him, no matter what happens around us, we will prevail. And I believe that more than anything else. But anyway, it's the idea is that we didn't. I think I'm glad that I have access to the Spirit of the Lord and be able to realize the significance of who is in me. And I understand the flesh is good and everything. These people do not have access to my God, and there's where their victory is in our people. And it's good to talk to you guys this morning. What do you think about that?
I think you're right on, Guy. You know, the Bible talks about there's creatures of instinct, and that's the difference between his people and the a lot of it of the other peoples, maybe not all the other peoples, but many of them, is like you said, they're very instinctual, you know, and you know, many times I've worked with you know, what we call aliens and strangers. I've worked with, you know, whether it's been blacks or Hispanics or anything like that, and met some very fine people that are of those nationalities. And normally you work with one or two, it's not a problem. When you have the one or two that are in your society, that are in a proper Caucasian culture, a Christian culture, many times they can assimilate and behavior themselves doesn't really apply, but you know, not have those instinctual behaviors. But you get them in a group, and it all changes. And you know, I think that we see that, and we're seeing this grouping. We're seeing a change to where it's not just one here, one there, but it's this group and that group. And but you're right. You know, I don't think they do have access. Not like we do. Not like we do to our God, to the God that David prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, that, you know, if if we dwell in, you know, if we do what he says, he dwells in us, and we dwell in him.
You know what, Richard? I'll tell you what. People are going to keep using the word invasion, and there's this power in these words, and it's good to be aware of it, but it's just the words we use to describe the events. You know, there's a way of saying it with no hope. You hear, like, the common people, the news and such, they speak with, the communist trick is to get you to be helpless. And
well, Guy, know, I think Jason did a real good job today of bringing it up, that saying, hey, just like you mentioned about the Patriot group, you know, if you think you're going to do it, it is hopeless without Christ. It's absolutely hopeless, this invasion and life in general. It is absolutely hopeless. There is no hope apart from Christ. None whatsoever.
But see, we can dwell on that hope. We have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Dwell on the hope. Okay, fellas, y'all have a good morning.
Thanks, Guy. You too.
Thanks for the call.
And Guy's absolutely right. The enemy does that. They want you to give up hope. They want you to think that, well, this is just how it is. You know, just the way it's going to be. And it's like, no, it's not. It's that way right now. But when his people awaken, you know, when his people awaken, then it's going to be Red Sea deliverances for his people, but it's going to be Red Sea destructions for those that aren't his people. I mean, that's how I think about it, Jason. What do you think? You think that Red Sea destruction's going to come back?
Yeah, it's I don't know. It'll be interesting, and you know, I think, like we were talking about earlier, that's what we need to focus on, is that, you know, that Christ is our salvation. He's our deliverer. He's our stronghold. In him I will put my trust. And you know, everything else that you do is extra when it comes to when it comes down to the wire.
Yeah, absolutely. And this isn't the first time this has happened to us as a people. Go back and read Psalms 83. Read through, as we read a little bit before, the group of people that have, quote, conspired together with one mind and have made a covenant against you. And it's against God, but it's also against his people. When they make a covenant, when they come against, when they are in rebellion to God, they come against him, they do it by coming against his people and coming against his ways and his principles and his law. But we can be like David and pray as he did, you know, oh God, make them like the whirling dust, like chaff before the wind, like fire that burns the forest, and like a flame that sets the mountains on fire. Pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your storm. Fill their faces with dishonor, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and dismayed forever, and let them be humiliated and perish, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. And that's what happened to all those in that day. And if his people will repent and pray and return to him and turn away from the ways of these other peoples and turn away from the falsehoods and the lies and stop believing the lie that these false Baal priests belch out on their TV channels and from their false pulpits at the mega churches. You know, you've heard it here. Hey, if we're not saying what's biblical, prove it wrong in the Bible. Not by how you feel. Well, I don't feel that. We have to love our neighbor. We'll define your neighbor. You know, there's biblical principles that we have to return to. We have to have Christ. And like Jason said, he is our stronghold, but you have to go to him. You have to have access. You have to be able to abide in that stronghold. Because the Bible's real clear that not all that say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, not all enter into that stronghold. There's going to be many that that say, oh, Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that? And he's going to say, guess what? You don't have the right key. The Bible says, he says in that day, depart from me, I never knew you. And it's because you never really knew him. You might think you do, or you might think that you did know him, but you only know him in his word. You're not going to know him by something that you hear, or that something that we say here on the radio. We might be able to direct you to the word, but that's where you're going to know him at. Well, Jason, we're about out of time here. A couple more minutes.
Yeah, I know. Where'd that hour go?
Yeah, it's gone. Folks, sure want to invite you to church tomorrow. You know, one of the things we are to do is to abide in him and him abide in us. And you know, there's things we're supposed to do. We are supposed to not forsake the assembly and the fellowship. And one way you can join the assembly is to join us at church tomorrow. No charge for doing that. Just go to the website, scriptures4america.org. 10 a.m. Mountain Time tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Central and noon on the East Coast. And we'll have a scriptural review of the news for you and a welcome. We'll have some good music. Gives you an opportunity to partake of communion. You can go to our website and look at the communion book, and in the very back of it, it has a recipe, I guess, for unleavened bread. As new people come onto the ministry, we get requests for that sometimes. They say, hey, we're tuning in, and we want to have our communion ready. And so right there, there's a recipe for unleavened bread. And it's important that we do partake of communion on a weekly basis, so that we do remember, as the Bible says, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the foundation. That's the basis of Christianity. And it's important to do that. So we do hope that you'll join us Sunday morning. Well, Jason, have a blessed weekend. We'll see you at church in the morning. And Remnant, we hope that you join us there as well. Thanks again for tuning in to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, they hide.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.